Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Broadcasting faith and encouragement. Radiopulpit.co.za. Also, download our app and listen to our podcasts.
Iliphi izwi okuthi is carrying you kulenyanga entsha and elisho ukuthini kuwena? Iliphi izwi elikubusisile namuhla enkonzweni? Iliphi izwi elikubusisile lapho benihlangene khona ningabazalwane? Mhlambe bekune conference, bekune a night of worship, kukhona nje ukutholile wadla wathi hey ngiyafisa ngathi bonke abazalwane bala badle kanye nami. Nalithuba ngiyakunikeza ukuthi ushare. Sharing is caring, angithi bazalwane. So let us share lelo lizwi ongadli wedwa, ubuseke wedwa. Okay, thi ngiqale la. Oh, ntate Rabiki ohutlile hape uthi dumelang awusibahle, uthi uyabonga kakhulu ukuthi ke abe yingxenye yalomndeni nanokuthi uhlezi lalela uRadio Pulpit. Uthi God's promises never end and his blessings extend for generations. We serve a faithful God who holds us and our children in the palm of his hands. Uthi ke izwi athanda ukusibusisa ngalo liphuma lapha ku 2 Peter 1 verse 3. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Re le boha ho ntate Rabbi ka lentsweleo le le matla. 2 Peter 1 verse 3 ungabhala lapho kuma notes wakho. Okay, ngisakulindele ke ithi ngenze kanje ke go home Moruti Sihlare. Yes, so yazi ukuthi ke akagaze nje as disappoint uhlezi ekhona esithulela izwi every Sunday. Angimdedele sizwe ukuthi ke naye namuhla uNkulunkulu umphathiseni.
Greetings to you Mebahle Nhlapo.
Greetings
Moruti. Most beautiful and loving listeners of Radio Pulpit.
Amen.
Mama Nhlapo ke atumela pela hao ka pelo e robehileng ka moya o utlwileng bohloko. Mme ho wena ke tla ka buka First Thessalonians 5 verse 18, Habakkuk 3 17 to 18. Mme Nhlapo ke petele ka the Romans 8 verse 28. Le maemong ao entse ele modimo. Give thanks to God in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Maemo mama Nhlapo ale bohloko alemonati. We need to give thanks to God. Monna ye mong ya tsebang ho rapela, when they start to pray, he thanks him before he start to pray. Modimo apoloko Jesus, every time when he prays, he says, thank you, Father, for hearing my prayer. Le maemong a bohloko mama Nhlapo, under those difficult situations, the word of God say we need to give thanks to God. Some have lost the ones, their beautiful ones, their beloved brothers and sisters and their daughters. Situation is so painful. When you're looking at your sister, your father, your mother, family member that you love so much going down there underground, your heart is torn into pieces. But the word of God says, even though the situation and circumstances are so painful, give thanks to God. It may sound like it does not make sense and logic, but for the will of God, give thanks to Him. Mama Nhlapo, Baba Mbaro, now we are disappointed because the one we trusted so much, they are the one who are causing severe pains in our lives. But the word of God says, give thanks to God. Habakkuk 3, 17 to 18, it reads us, though the fig tree has no fruit and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails, the field produces no food for me no more. When he goes to his livestock, they snap sing. Masaka a omili. Lentela mudimu lere le haole jwalo. Give thanks to God. Mama Nhlapo, this person, when he walks, maybe he was extremely hungry. When he looked on the left-hand side, there was no hope for water. There was no hope for food. There was no hope for shelter. There was not even one person to say, may you please. But the word of God says, even under those harsh circumstances and conditions, just give thanks to God. Give thanks to God, for this is God's will in Christ. Hobani Maman Sapo. In the book of Romans 8:28, the word of God says, God, He knows the works of the right one, and God, He is good for those who loves Him. Because of God, He has called them to His purpose. Mama Nhlapo, ho bohloko hlokafallwa ke ngwana ka tsela e gopo. In such a cruelty, you lost your child. In such a manner, you lost your beautiful father, your beloved one. Irrespective of gender, Lifu, lifu, lifu le bohloko. Pelo tsa bana ba bana ba borona di rotha madi. They are weeping, for they have lost the one they loved. But on top of all that, the living weight of the living holy mighty God, it says, and we know that in all things, God works is for the good of those who love Him, who He has called for or according to His purpose. My word to you, my brother, my sister, Ungalasi Tembalako. Don't cease to pray God. Do not cease to give thanks to God. Just find a way that can bring smile on your face. Remember the beautiful days, the celebration that you had with them. Those beautiful birthdays, those beautiful songs you sang for them. Those nice things they did when they accomplished maybe a school of this and that in their life. And please, Don't open the door which are not meant to be opened. Because out of anger, Mama Nhlapo, we end up saying things that we're never ever supposed to say. All I'll say to you, Harina Tsengata, Tsewreka Letsantsona, but just to cover the wound in your spirit, we say, the love of God is sufficient for all. Is sufficient for all. Mohawa Mudimu Olekali. Yes, it is so painful that you have lost the loved one. So painful to see them going down there, but the word of the living holy might God remains and says, I am your God and I'm sufficient, I'm enough. And I know that in all this painful that you're going through, God's love is sufficient and is going to do you good. Pepi, pepi, pepi waneso. Fall away and never ever open the door which were never meant to be opened. Just believe and trust in the Lord. Give thanks to God under all circumstances. May the living, mighty, holy name of living, holy, mighty God be filled. Amen and amen and amen.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.